Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James, and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing this Monday? It is a very Canadian winter Monday. It is super cold out, and I had to run the fans in my car on high for it to defrost for about 10 minutes. And apparently the roads are like super slippery, so who knows, maybe this will be the last audio recording I will make and you guys will hear my demise. I'm actually going to take the long way to work because the way that I usually go, there's this like hill, and if it's too icy, my car is a bit of a piece of junk. It's a 2005 Pontiac Pursuit. They don't even make this car. I don't even think Pontiac exists anymore. But this car is kind of just serving the purpose to get me to work and back. And it does an okay job of that, but the tires on my car are not the greatest, and I don't want to risk getting stuck on a hill. So I'm going to take the long way to work, which is a bit more flat, which I guess will give you guys a few more minutes of me yapping on this podcast. My weekend was, it was actually pretty good. What did we get up to? On Saturday, I returned a jacket that I bought online to Old Navy. I'm on the hunt for a good jacket. I have something in mind, but I just can't seem to find it. And the one I ordered online was perfect, but it just didn't fit well in the arms. Arms were like super long, and I kind of looked like, you know, a little brother who had his hand-me-down jacket from his older brother. So I returned that jacket, but I didn't find any success in getting a new jacket. So the hunt is still on for a jacket. Yeah. Beyond that, we saw the new Spider-Man animated movie, Into the Spider-Verse, I think it's called. My wife and I took our two sons to go see it, and we had promised them that we would go see it over the Christmas break, but that never happened, so we had a small window of opportunity to go see it on Saturday, so we did. And I thought it was absolutely fantastic. I don't really have any complaints about the movie. The animation was just like a comic book brought to life is kind of the best way to describe it. And the art style it's very reminiscent of the type of comics that I kind of read, or kind of, how can I explain this? It wasn't like a traditional, like classic Spider-Man look. It was more of a really super stylized. I mean, if you've seen the trailer, you kind of know what kind of the art style looks like, but, just the action sequences and the little touches and flourishes and color palettes and everything. It was just, like, visually, it was just a beautiful, stunning movie. I have a feeling, though, that even though we saw it as a regular, like, non-3D movie, I think they might have shown us the 3D version. Because the foreground characters were really crisp, but my wife and I did notice that the background kind of had this, like, double kind of blurry kind of look to it. So I don't know if that was intended or if they showed us the wrong movie or the projector wasn't calibrated properly. But even despite that, it was a great movie, and I enjoyed it. The kids enjoyed it. It was perhaps a tad bit too grown up for my youngest son. There were a few moments where it kind of got a little scary for him, but I would say like 90% of the movie it was fine, and he really enjoyed it. So we watched that. I finished Hitman 2 this weekend, which is it's kind of nuts how quickly I got through that game. Yeah, fantastic game. I kind of want more of it. I guess my only critique is that it just felt really short. But I guess that game is supposed to be kind of replayed to kind of discover, you know, other things. And I may go back and play it, but I also have a backlog of games that I want to get through. God of War I need to go back to. Spider-Man I really want to go back to. And I just got the new Life is Strange 2 through Xbox Game Pass, so I want to go back to that as well. Yeah, there's no shortage of stuff to play right now. My wife is supposed to be going on a girls' trip this weekend, so I should have a lot of time next weekend to play video games, so that should be awesome. Let's see. The other thing that we watched or consumed that I guess I can chat about is the we watched 3 episodes of the Surviving R. Kelly documentary, and wow, yeah, it's I think I chatted about it earlier, but you always heard these rumors and things, but never, for some reason, you never really like took them as concrete facts, because it was all kind of hearsay chatter. And the era that kind of came out in, like social media wasn't a thing, so stuff kind of was kind of controlled by companies, I think, a lot more than we would want it to be. Companies and parties, I guess. Because he had a very successful career at the time, and he was making a lot of money for a lot of people, so I think stuff got swept under the rug a lot more than we were exposed to. But yeah, it just, this documentary just kind of puts in concrete all of the shady things that we heard about him. It's really unfortunate, because there's a lot of his music that I like, but given the context of some of the things that he's done, it's like you can't now listen to that stuff without thinking about what he did. He was a very, like, sexualized singer. A lot of his songs dealt with sex and love, and now hearing those lyrics, it kind of, I don't think I can listen to his music anymore. Like, my mind is telling me no, but my body's telling me yes. And then you put that in the context of, he was, sleeping with, you know, 14-year-old girls and doing some pretty wild and crazy stuff. like the wild and crazy sex stuff, it's like, you know, if it was two consenting adults, that's kind of one thing, but underage girls, that's just a huge no-no. Especially since you're such a position of power. It was pretty harsh hearing that stuff. I don't think I can listen to his music anymore, given the context of what he's done and what those songs are about. Which is a shame, because I did enjoy his music. Wasn't a super, super huge fan, but, like, especially Ignition, like, as a DJ too, like, that was always one song I could rely on to get people on the dance floor. Like, it was that and, Genuine's Pony. Certain age group, like, you can almost guarantee the dance floor will be filled with at least four people when you play those songs. So it sucks as a DJ to not be able to play those songs. Or, well, I'm still going to play Pony, because as far as I know, Genuine hasn't come up with any allegations. But, yeah, I guess no more Ignition remix for me. Which is a huge shame, but I think it's only right. Alright, so I'm at work. I should probably go, because it's a little after when I should be here. So I hope you guys have a good Monday, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow.